last few days, and that's why I didn't get back to recording, because I've been quite busy with meetings and also doing writing for this project proposal to Missouri Art. It looks quite promising. I have the meeting with the board of directors of the People's Cooperative, where this project will be, we hope, attached on the 28th of this month to present it to them and get their support and their agreement. Maybe you can pray for the success of this project, because it's to help people. In drawing up the proposal, I had to look into a lot of background, because I lost touch. Because for the proposal, you need to give the background on that. And I vacillated between anger and disappointment in reading some of the things that are now going on in the cooperative movement. It has certainly lost much of the spirit that we had going during our years when we were working with it, myself and others, who were very much, of course, involved with the Christian aspects. That has seems to have disappeared now, and is strictly an economic approach to development. There, therefore, is no ideology or no underpinning to the economic aspects or the economic component of the cooperative. So this is one of the things that we will have to include in the proposal and try to reinstate or bring back to the cooperative movement. And because unless people understand that their obligations of helping each other in a Christian way and seeing each other in each other their brother, you know, and a member of Christ's mystical body, it's not very likely that if it's just economic, that it's going to eventually succeed, or that it is at all going to change society. So some of the cooperatives have become quite large economically, but have become also, in their turn, oppressors of the people. So we're going to try to bring about some more, bring it back to its original ideals, principles, and to give it a sound basis, especially dwelling on the Judeo-Christian principles. And because cooperatives, which developed in the early years all over the world, were organized and were founded and prospered because the people had a very deep faith in God and faith in Jesus Christ. So maybe, I hope, this is God's will for me. I have asked Him to show me the way before I usually decided my own, using my own means and own intelligence. So this time I said, well, if God wants me to get back in it and to do something, then He will show me the way. So maybe this is, I hope, this is His sign to me. So I'm sort of getting enthusiastic about it again. And it will be, I think, good for, I hope, me, and good for the family, good for the movement.